The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local. We've moved the Spartan Studios south to Al and Bob Sports on 3100 South Division. There's a lot going on down here. This place is full of sportsmen. The cool thing about Al and Bob's is you got some experienced people working here. These are sportsmen serving sportsmen. Bob, let's talk a little bit about a pan-roasted venison recipe that you've put together. I tell you what, I've not had this one yet, but it sounds really good.
It, too, is on the website. Fortunately, posted that earlier, so you can take a look at it if you're listening. Grillinguys.com. And just look for pan-roasted venison. It'll be one of the top posts that'll come up on the first page. But this is a cool recipe that, in honor of Rob Russell, it has a rutabaga, which he can't say. But it's pretty sweet because it's nice to be able to say, hey, gee, I grilled a great piece of food here. You know, I've got this thing. But if you pair it up with the right things, and that's why we had the Sicilianos in here for the wine. I mean, those two wines she had, perfect for something like this because, again, you got a nice piece of venison. You're going to get some sliced potatoes and rutabaga. You put them into a little pan. You're going to add some Parmesan and some cream sauce and a little garlic. And you're going to throw those in on indirect. And then you're going to take, for your venison, you're going to combine a few different things here. But one of the secrets to this one, if you want to use a little bit of gin in this recipe, it's going to add a flavor. Now, some people do this same thing, and they'll have those little berries off the...
Juniper berries.
Some people use a recipe similar to this with juniper berries. They're not the easiest to find. I have them on my property, but most people, you know, are going to scratch their head on finding that. But then you put some rosemary together with it, and rosemary on venison, it's like with lamb. I just picked my rosemary yesterday. Oh, man, my hands smelled so good. I just love that. It's an underused spice by a lot of people. For venison and lamb, anything with that little tight, slightly musky taste of meat, really a wonderful flavor enhancer.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, coming up, that pan-roasted venison recipe is on our website. But coming up, we're going to be talking with Brett Paquita. He's joining us here. And our buddy Rob Russell, the cowboy from Kansas City, he's going to be talking to us a little bit about the American Royal, which is the barbecue contest extraordinaire down in Kansas City. We're going to get a hold of him, and he's going to tell us what's going on down there. So we're the Grillin' Guys. We're live at Al and Bob's. Come down and see us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.